Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry, I may provide for your beloved faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. During Advent, Peter urges us to regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Patience, the ability to wait, even though you're tired of waiting, which makes patience a virtue and makes impatience a vice, an immoral habit. Therefore, when we are patient, we become more Christ-like. And when we are impatient, we turn into bah humbug Scrooges that say it's not convenient and it's not fair. Since Advent is a semi-penitential season, I must confess I am not very patient when it comes to waiting in line, waiting at restaurants, and especially waiting at the doctor's office. But as I've gotten older, when I become impatient, I now pray. God, give me patience. God, please let them get on with it. God, the sun comes up when it's supposed to. Why can't doctors be on time? Most of the time, praying for patience calms me down and makes me more patient, but sometimes it backfires because it opens the door for the devil to try my patience even more. When God helps me to become successfully patient, it's a happy occasion for which I give thanks. A practice I learned one Thanksgiving when I asked someone, "What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for?" And without hesitation, they answered, "Patience." Patience. Giving thanks for the ability to be patient is a wonderful lesson to learn and to put into practice. Because we human beings are born impatient, screaming little people, demanding someone to warm and dry our wet, naked bodies and feed us. And it doesn't get any better as we get older, because we can get almost anything we want when we want it, which is a huge problem in today's society, because when we cannot get what we want when we want it, we typically tend to demand to get what we want when we want it, because we feel we are entitled to it. And since society has programmed us to crave instant gratification, should we have to wait too long, we may intolerantly exclaim, "My patience is ended. I've had enough." Whenever we arrive at the point of we have no patience left, which at some point we all do, it's good for us to remember what Adolf Hitler said in his speech that led the world into World War II. Adolf Hitler said, "My patience is exhausted." Such great impatience caused the deaths of over 70 million people, caused entire cities around the world to be destroyed, and in the end caused his own death. Fortunately for us, our impatience will probably never start a world war. However, it does cause anxiety, intolerance, and at times, bodily harm. But when we are patient, even though we are uncomfortable, inconvenienced, or discontent, we will become the people God wants us to become. Because patience is a Christ-like quality we're called to emulate. Peter reminds us of this when he wrote, "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance." Why did Paul feel the need to remind us of Christ's patience. Maybe he did so because of his disagreements with Paul, which he had quite frequently, or because he felt the need to soften and bring some hope to what Paul wrote to the church of Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And this is what Paul wrote to them. "I'm afraid that maybe when I come to you, you will be different from the way I want you to be, and that I'll be different from the way you want me to be. I'm afraid that there might be fighting, obsession, losing your temper, competitive opposition, backstabbing, gossip, conceit, and disorderly conduct." Those eight comfortable routine human sins prove the need for a loving, patient God, and proves why God is patient and full of grace with us. Because if God wasn't patient, the world as we know it, both the good and the bad, would not exist. Patience is a godly, Christ-like quality, which is mostly mentioned in the New Testament. However, I did find this striking reference to God's patience in the Old Testament book of Nehemiah chapter 9. "But as soon as they had rest, they again did what was evil. So you left them to their enemies who ruled over them. When they cried out to you again, you heard from heaven. Because of your mercy, you saved them again and again. You warned them to return to your teachings, but they were proud and did not obey your commands. If someone obeys your laws, they will live, but they sinned against your laws. They were stubborn, unwilling, and disobedient. You were patient with them for many years and warned them by your spirit through the prophets, but they did not pay attention. So you handed them over to other countries. But because your mercy is great, you did not kill them all or leave them. You are a kind and merciful God." The prophet Nehemiah assures us that even though we are suffering because of things the world has done to us, things others have done to us, and things we have done to ourselves, God has not abandoned us, because God knows that every day of our mortal lives is very precious and very short. We may die before Christ comes again and may not be able to make amends. We may not be able to be forgiven of our sinful ways or be able to forgive as we have been forgiven. Fortunately, when we realize Jesus Christ does not want us to throw our souls away for eternity, we understand that Jesus' patience with us becomes our salvation, making every day another gift from God, where we are given the opportunity to modify our behaviors and live more joyful, graceful, filled lives. Not knowing when Christ will come again means we are to prepare ourselves through peaceful, righteous living without stains or flaws, which is impossible for us to achieve with our own ability, and why we are told to strive and to work for those things until joyfulness, peacefulness, and righteousness become who we are every day. Christ is keenly aware that it is only after he comes again in glory that our souls will be truly filled with complete peace, hope, love, and mercy. Therefore, every day, work hard, relearn patience. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and rest in the assurance that every day we are alive, the Lord's salvation has come to us, because Jesus is patient not wanting any of us to perish. And it is only when we are patient with ourselves, only when we are patient with ourselves, that we understand that Jesus Christ never loved us because we are perfect. He never loved us because we are perfect. Jesus Christ loves us because we are imperfect, beloved children of God, who needs lots of love and patience to become mature followers of the way of Jesus Christ. For the remainder of Advent, continue to prepare your hearts and wait for Christmas by making every effort to strive for patience, peace, and purity. Because Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is full of grace, love, peace, and especially patience. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, teach us patience every hour of every day, especially when our hearts are troubled throughout the day with trivial, insignificant, troublesome crosses. Amen. We'll now have a moment of silence.